We are here with John and John. One is a killer. The other one, I guess, is a watcher.
Yeah, so exactly.
That's funny, because that's your nickname. This is John Hilburn. And, of course, we have John Harrison, L.A. Version. Yeah. And so we make sure we get that right. And actually, that's your nickname, and it's your nickname not because of fishing, but because your deer hunting skills.
Yes, because when I came, I killed 5 in 2 days.
5 in 2 days? Is that too many? Is that over your limit?
No.
Okay, whew.
We killed 5 total on the place.
Okay, whew. I thought we were going to have to edit this right away. We hadn't even gone anywhere, and we had to edit it. Beek. We go. Oh, I don't know. They're all cheering for you. Good job. Anytime you do this, something that's super, you get the cheer. So anyway, talk to us. Are you a big troller now?
Yeah. I first tried it out. It's pretty nice.
Yep. So you just started. So tell us about trolling. What's the deal on planer boards? Show us the planer boards.
Well,
this is your show. He's just support. That's all. He's here for looks.
Tell him what you learned today.
All
right. Well, so you got your planer board right here, you know, and this front part. So you're going to run. So you would run your line through there.
Okay.
And then you're going to put that part forward into there. Clip it like that. Then you're going to pinch this back part of this one. And there's a little dangly bit right in the middle of there.
Right. A pin.
You're going to put, pin. You're going to put it right behind there. And then this one is your port side. So it's going to sit out here on the this side over here, and basically how it works is whenever a fish pulls the line, pulls this part, and it pulls the flag down, and you can always adjust your tension right here. So if you want it, if you're getting like big fish, put it closer to this side, and then if you're going for like smaller fish, you put it on this side over here. That's basically how they work. And then this one.
Oh, all right. You're not going to let John say anything?
Oh, yeah, boy, you got it.
Okay, you can do two more. Then he's got it.
Anyway, and then this one is your stern planer. So
right.
Basically, when you put this in the back, you're going to switch your reel. If you hear me that. The way we got these is we got them right here. It says on and off. So basically, when you're setting out your stern planer, you're going to hook it up the same way that right there.
As you do a planer board.
And you're going to clip it on. Anyway. And you're going to switch that to off so the line won't move unless something's going to pull it. And so it'll make
a line clicker?
Yeah, you put your clicker down.
Uh-huh.
Push it to off.
And engage then, it.
Yeah.
I can't see it. It's upside down.
And it'll make that clicking noise.
Yep. So basically, a stern planer kind of looks like a waffle ice cream cone.
I call it a carrot.
Yeah.
I picked at Jim Churchill about it, and when I first started using one, I didn't know what it was, and I called it a carrot. But
yeah,
a
carrot.
That thing is deadly, I can tell you that.
So if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see it. But if you're listening to the podcast show, that kind of gives you an idea what the shape is. Of course, it's easy to tell all the Church Tackle Co. All their products are a very bright orange color, which is also easier, makes it easier to see, right?
Yes, it does make it easier to see.
Kind of like hunter orange.
Yeah.
In this case, it's fisherman orange. Is that right? So yes, tell us, John, so you've been out there doing a bunch of trolling with Les. And
yeah,
I know you,
in the last year or so, basically about a year, I was introduced to these planer boards, and dude, I fell in love with them.
Right.
You know, these fish are, we're getting to educate them with this live scope nowadays. And this boat pressure, when you get close to them, it's kind of pushing them out to the sides. Well, these planer boards come down through there, and, man, you're covering such a wide swath. And anything you spook out to the sides, I mean, the planer boards are right behind them. He's power trolling, Les is power trolling up front, and we're pulling planer boards out to the side, and it's just a deadly combination. I mean, we did it today and caught a lot of big fish.
Yeah. And so, and you're talking about they have to be 12. They got to be longer than 12 inches.
They got to be over 12 inches here in Mississippi. Yeah, 12-inch fish is still considered small. It's got to be over 12 inches.
Right. So that's pretty good. So tell us about the crankbaits that you're using. So I happen to know we talked about the crankbaits you're using, but you've picked up a couple different colors that Mitch sent down.
Oh, yeah. Mitch sent up a good selection yesterday.
And care package.
A care package to Les. Yeah. And we opened them up, and, you know, Les has got quite a few of them here already. But these are my favorites right here, and that's the ones we've been running today. We caught fish on. I mean, he has them for bright, sunny days. I mean, that's going to be a killer color right there when that sun's out. That'll be a killer color. Pico makes some of the best crankbaits out there.
Wasp, Hornet. This is black and with a pink tail, which is, it seems
that's
like
one of my favorite colors right there to pull.
Yeah, it seems like pink's a solid, good color here for like a jig head. So
it is. Scoping most, I'm going to say 90% of the time, if I'm not running a hair jig, I'm running a pink or an orange head on my jig, on my crappie magnet.
Right.
I just got confidence in those colors, and that's what I use.
Yeah, so what's your rig? How are you setting this up?
Well, basically, the way the rig here is a 5-foot rig.
Okay.
We're running a Pro Series fin spin on top.
Okay.
And we vary the colors. And
what size jig head is that?
That is a quarter ounce.
Quarter ounce.
Quarter ounce. And then we're running the crankbait on the bottom. And then we also have it.
We'll go to the next color.
And we also have it, if you'll notice, there's a clip up there on the end where we can pop the weight in or out if we need to run a weight, depending on the depth of these fish and how deep down they are in the water column.
Right.
We can also add a weight to it now. Yesterday and today, we have just been running this about 20 feet back with no weight on it behind planer board.
Really? So they've been up.
They're up high in the water column.
Uh-huh.
But that's basically the rig right there.
Okay.
Pretty simple.
That's the
pretty simple rig. And if we need to add a weight, we have a swivel right here that actually slides up and down from church tackle.
Right.
They make this swivel, and you can actually put these weights in it.
All right.
They make the weights also. They have the weights. You can actually clip it in, and depending on if you want a 1 ounce, 2 ounce, 3 ounce, a lot of times we'll run a 3 ounce weight to get these things down a lot further. But it all depends on where they're at in the water column.
And let's look at those weights, because they also have some that have clips on.
Yeah, these here, the ones we actually use, we're taking the clips off, and we're just putting just the weight on there. But these have the clips where you can.
So if you didn't.
If you didn't have that clip, you could just clip it on your line. Long as you put it behind that little tab, it's not going anywhere. We use these on the front of the boat a lot, too, on the power trollers.
Power trollers,
yes,
to get them down.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, is it the most common to use, like, 3 ounce?
Well, yeah. When you're running about 1.7 to 2 miles an hour, we're running 18-foot power trollers with a 3 ounce weight and a fin spin and a crankbait.
Yeah.
It's a lot to handle when a fish hits it.
Let's talk about the pole then, because you got to have the right pole
for pulling these planer boards out to the side.
Right.
I got these out of Les's boat just now. These are the gunner rod from B&M, and that's what we've been using in his boat. And they seem to do a great job. It's actually a catfishing rod.
Right.
And we're using it to pull these planer boards, and it does really, really good. But it's a rod from B&M. It's called the Gunner Series. It's all camo. It's a nice rod.
Yeah.
We've got a bait, a line counter reel on it, so we'll know how much line we're letting out behind the boat.
Uh-huh. So let's talk about what your setup has been in Les's boat. So take us from the front of the boat to the back of the boat.
Okay, in the front of the boat, you'll have Les and one more person on the front, and they'll be running four each 18-foot power trollers.
Wow.
With this same setup, with a 3 ounce weight, either two fin spins or a fin spin and a Pico crankbait on it. Now, sometimes we'll run a 20-foot B&M pole out to each side on the outside. But here today, we've been running four of these gunner rods out the back, three planer boards on each side, uh-huh. and two stern planers straight out the back. Yeah, and these stern planers, the carrot, I call them, right. The way it hooks on your line, it just clips right on your line and it clips here. You may let out, I think today I was letting out 20 feet
right.
and then clipping it on my line, running this same setup that I was running on the sides, but running it 100 to 150 foot back behind the boat.
Wow.
So anything we miss, this is cleanup. This, you know, if right. you missed it out of the front or off the sides, this comes along behind them, you know, 150 foot back. And you catch a lot of fish on these. We caught a lot of fish this year down in Florida on the St. John's River on these right. stern planers.
You guys went down there, caught some big black crappie, didn't
you?
Oh,
yeah. We've been down the last 2 years. It's an annual event uh-huh. now. We go down every year after grizzly, and we run these planer boards down there in Pyro Troll
uh-huh.
in that 5 foot water. I mean, it's a good time.
So are you doing the same thing out of your boat too then, or is
yes,
that what you're
yes.
doing?
Yes, I run the same. I just put my rod holders in or take them out, depending on uh-huh. if people want a live scope or if they want to right. pull crank baits or if they want a pyro troll, just depending on what we're going to do.
Right, because then they could do anything.
Right.
Like if they call you up and they want to go on a guide trip, they might specify what they want to do.
Yeah, I always ask them, what do you want to do? Do you want a live right. scope or do you want a troll or do you want to pull crankbaits? You know, I let the client say what they want to do.
Right. All right. So let's talk about when you're picking colors. So when you're picking your colors of crankbaits, you say that these are hot, but do you... How do you start? When you start your day, is there a certain color pattern
well,
that you always
start? I'm
going
to be honest with you. I'm not a big colors guy. Uh-huh. A lot of people think you know, they're real big on all this color. I think it's more of light and dark, depending uh-huh. upon what it is outside. It's real bright and sunny.
Right.
As far as crankbaits go, I'm going to use something like that bait I just showed you. Where did it go? That chrome.
Chrome and
something
blue,
like
yeah.
that. If it's a darker day, like overcast, like it's been here and raining, where there's a lot of mud in the lake right now, it's really, really right. dirty, I'm going to use something darker like
okay.
this.
All right.
That's kind of the way I determine on my colors. I try to stay with more natural colors, but the water clarity, you know, kind of dictates what you can use and what you can't use, in my opinion.
Let's talk about the July, August, early September time of the year and when you're out. Fishing, how do you know where you're going to go?
Well, you know, you fish a lot off history, but these fish typically are going to pull up in the shallows in the spring, and they're yeah. going to spawn. They're going to stay kind of mid-depth until after the shad spawn,
okay.
and then they're going to start pulling back out to their deeper ridges and ridge lines. You're looking for contour lines, somewhere where you got some shallower water drops off into deeper water. Right. That's kind of what we'll troll along as those contour lines.
Okay. And so in the summer, you're going away from inside the pockets and feeder creeks.
Yeah, it's like right now, being the time it is, we're fishing the mouths of the creeks.
Uh-huh.
That's where we caught the fish today, right in the right. mouth of the creeks.
But later on, it's
yeah,
going to get warm.
Oh, yeah.
How warm does Sardis get in the summer?
Oh, that water gets hot. And when it does, these fish, these fish will chase them then. I mean, it's the hotter it gets, the better it seems like pulling these crankbaits.
And how long does that run? Does it run to October?
Yeah, somewhere's in there.
September.
But by then, you know, I'm kind of trying to get hunting on my mind. So,
oh.
But yeah, in October, we're still pulling crankbaits.
Right. So what's your favorite part about fishing, John?
I couldn't really tell you that because I just like all of it. I just like fishing in general. I can't.
Right.
There's no one part about it, but it's probably going to be the thrill of when you know you got a big old fish on the end of your line,
right?
You're reeling it in, and it's like right here from you.
Uh huh. That's when it's good.
Yeah.
So you like cleaning fish too, huh?
No, I never.
Well, you just said you liked everything about fishing. That's part of fishing.
Well.
Obviously, you're going with him. You got 30 fish to clean.
Yeah, not that part, though. I ain't been taught how to clean them yet, so.
Really?
Yeah.
He's been around enough of it. Don't let him kid you.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite part, John, about fishing?
I don't know. I guess like today, you know, we trolled this morning and then we went back fishing this afternoon.
Right.
Me and him and Steve Coleman. And watching somebody like Steve, who has won everything you can win, has caught more crappie than anybody I know. and watch him with this boy get up there and them two having the best time just catching right. fish, that's the best part of it to me.
Right.
Just watching other people, how much it excites them.
Did you teach Coleman anything? Did you teach Steve anything?
No, I wasn't really able to teach him anything.
What did he teach you that you learned that you think is really important, it's going to help you catch fish later on?
Every once in a while, I guess, you just put a good old minnow. Could put a good old minnow on the end of your line.
Uh-huh.
It'll always be good for you.
Well, he's going to put more than one. He's going to put like 16 minnows out there.
Steve, he's going to try them minnows now.
Interesting. So you live in Louisiana?
Yes.
Yep. So what's your favorite place to fish for crappie?
Definitely Caney Lake.
Oh, Caney Lake for crappie. And do you guide on Caney Lake?
Yes, sir. I've got on Caney, Darbone, Poverty Point, Claiborne Lake, just all the surrounding lakes around the house, yeah.
When we were at Poverty Point, was that early this year?
Yeah, it was early.
Yeah, early this year. The numbers of crappie that were there that were keepers were insane.
Yeah, it's big fishing, Poverty.
Yeah, big fish and lots of them.
Yep.
Literally, like, every boat I jumped in, the people were like, I'd like to come back here and fish this for fun or for meat.
Yeah, Caney's the same way. It's loaded with blackfish.
Right.
A lot of big blackfish in Caney.
So, Caney, that's just inside Louisiana, right? Pretty much?
It's north central. I actually live on Caney Lake.
Oh.
It's about 30 minutes south of Ruston.
Okay.
45 minutes south of Monroe.
Wow. Yeah, I think our weigh-in was at Monroe. That's the reason.
Civic Center thinking, of Monroe.
Uh-huh. It seemed like it's like a 50-minute drive or something.
Yeah.
Of course, we didn't know the area very well, so we weren't. Wasn't like we were driving real fast.
That's a lot of good fishing pretty close to the house, you know. Like I said, I live on the water, but I fish all the surrounding lakes pretty regular, so.
Uh-huh. All right. So you don't have a website, do you?
No.
You have a TikTok account? Mm-mm. You have a Facebook account?
I ain't got nothing of that set up yet.
All right. No social media.
No.
That's all right. They just have to like the show. If they like the show, then, or if they say something, I'll let you know. John, if they want to get in contact with you, where would they go?
Just any of the social media, you know, outlets. I'm on all of them. Facebook is probably the easiest on Messenger.
Right.
Or either call me 318-278-3149. I'll be glad to help you answer any questions, whatever I can do.
There you go. That takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. And this week, it's all about crankbaits because we're down here at Sardis. And some of the colors that they've been picking are a lot different from what we're using in the Ozarks. But that doesn't mean anything because they can... It seems like sometimes colors get in a groove, especially down here, down in Mississippi, it seems like the bright colors and the dark colors are the two that are the best colors down here. And you go with the shad pattern, it's just not as good.
You know, sometimes that shad pattern is a ticket. But, you know, a lot of times we're using these bright colored crankbaits.
Right. Probably has to do with the watercolor, don't you think? The clarity.
I do.
Yeah. So, but anyway, that's what we have it in. The Fishing Guide Podcast is also sponsored by B&M Poles. Of course, they have a complete line of rods for crappie fishing. They have so many crappie fishing rods, it's insane. You have to check those out. But they also have rods for catfishing. They got rods for trout fishing, saltwater, you name it. They got a rod that you can go fishing with and catch fish with. So make sure you check their rods out and all their products at B&M Poles. com. That's how we're going to end our show. Like I always like to say, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.